Vanderbilt and Riverfront Trail. Water power.
You're standing near the mouth of Crum Elbow Creek, where it flows into the mighty Hudson River. Water played a powerful role in shaping the history and commercial growth of Hyde Park. Before the railroad was built, this inlet was the site of numerous marine industries, including boat building and boat repair, and provided a landing for the sturgeon fishing fleet. Hyde Park historian Carney Reinvolt describes the heart of Hyde Park's industry.
Hyde Park was settled by Jacobus Stoutenburg. His son-in-law, Richard D. Cotillion, started the first Hyde Park business at Stoutenburg Landing. That's approximately where our railroad station is now. Hyde Park was named Stoutenburg Landing for the first 80 years of its existence, starting in 1742. Richard D. Cotillion had a shipping dock approximately where our train station is now. Local farmers would ship their products, hay, barley, oats, corn, milk, cheese, butter, apples, cider, down to New York City using the river docks.
Huge fishing nets were strung along the riverbank to dry or await repair from hauling their catch of sturgeon. While across the road and uphill, a rendering plant processed the fish for market.
The sturgeon industry was interesting and historically important. The interesting part is that Hyde Park for some time was known as the caviar capital of America. It was started by a German immigrant, William Meyer. Some people called him Von Meyer. He had dozens of fishermen that brought sturgeon catches to his home. The fish industry was centered in one home. It was across the road from the Riverfront Park, where the train station is now, and the home is still there. It succeeded for, I would say, 20 years or so, maybe 30 years, and then the sturgeon disappeared from the river, and the fish factory was converted back to a private home.
With the completion of the New York Central Line Railroad in 1851, most of Hyde Park's waterfront industries closed down. Only a modern marina remains. Even the railroad station is no longer in use. The trains bypassing Hyde Park on their route between Albany and New York City. Yet Crum Elbow Creek continues flowing into the Hudson, its water power withstanding the test of time.